Christmas time year round. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, we've been harvesting here about 10 days, and they'll all be, the majority of them, be gone by Thanksgiving.
You know, this time of year is one of the busiest for Christmas tree farmers, but there's no doubt it's a year-long commitment, and given that it takes most trees 7 to 12 years to reach harvest stage, there's a lot of time and effort that goes into producing these trees we all enjoy at Christmas time. Wayne Ayers of Rhone Valley Tree Farm in Johnson City has been in the Christmas tree business since 1960.
Yeah, we've been doing it so long, and we've got to get nice trees. We have a reputation of doing good, having good quality. We put three in the White House in 1993, And these governors... mansions all over the South.
Ayer says they grow only Fraser fir trees on their farms in Tennessee and North Carolina, and they're busy now shipping out trees all over the U.S.
Most of our trees go south. We don't go east much, but we go all the way in California, Texas. A bunch of trees go down in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, Florida, Georgia.
Wayne Ayer says his father was one of the first to grow Christmas trees in the Southeast, and after him, he's hopeful his two sons will continue the operation.
They stuck with me through thick and thin. Steve is the oldest, and John is a little younger, so they both have been in tree business a long time with me. My dad was one of the first to grow them, and here in the Southeast.
The Rhone Valley Tree Farm trees can be found all over the U.S., even a few in the Tennessee governor's residence this Christmas. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.